Good morning, everyone. Today is the 19th of February, Friday morning, 2021. Hope you're having a good week. Hope you're ready for a restful weekend. I've entitled this video this morning, "Never a Man Spake Like This Man." Never a man spake like this man. It's hard for us to fathom the creator of the universe coming to this sin-cursed, walking the dusty trails of this earth in sandals. 5,000 men, women, and children with a few barley loaves and fishes, healing the sick, raising the dead, and speaking to the people. The creator of the universe, the eternal Son of God. So when he opened his mouth, like the old TV ad used to say about Charles Schwab, when Schwab talks, people listen. When Jesus talked, people listened, didn't they? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The foolishness of God is wiser than man. Wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, that no flesh should glory in his presence. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. All bear witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Never a man spake like this man. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. I will ransom thee from the power of the grave. I will redeem thee from death, O death. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. Jeremiah 50:34. You know, people go to a lot of different places to try to find wisdom, don't they? They go to universities, they go to psychologists, they go to sociologists, they go to psychiatrists, they go to cultural anthropologists, they go to philosophers, they go to scientists, they go to mathematicians. When all they would have to do is go to the precious word of God. Never a man spake like this man. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you." He said, "My yoke is easy, and my burden it is light." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." He said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus totally confounded the religious leaders of his day. The scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests, they had their councils. And they could not comprehend, oftentimes, what he was teaching. They would come to him with hard questions. And he had an immediate answer for them, didn't he? He said, give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. Well, he also said there are two great commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. He also told the Pharisees, you're of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. He said, I am from above, you are from beneath. He told Zacchaeus, this day I will eat at thine house. He told the lady at Samaria, if you'd ask of me, I would give you living water. Jesus Christ is the personification of all wisdom. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let us return to listening to Christ and His Word this morning. May the good Lord be with you this day, and may you have a blessed weekend. God bless.